This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, When the Mines Close. Haarlem, Netherlands is a city of 90,000 in a 250,000 metro area now in the southeast part of the country, midway between the Belgium and German borders and a stretch of the country hardly 60 kilometers wide. The town was built on top of coal deposits at a time when coal was king in a region spanning the three countries, when coal-fueled industry and miners numbered in the hundreds of thousands. The mines have now been closed for almost 50 years, and the city has embraced its history of mining with a new museum, opened recently, and mementos and monuments to the time dotted throughout the city and its center. Time has not erased the generational impact of the mines closing. The government in the mid-60s announced that the mines would close in a decade, and by the mid-70s, 100,000 miners here were out of work. National government moved a number of federal facilities like CBS, the Census Bureau, and other agencies to the area to create middle-income, stable jobs. But those jobs were not the natural transition of miners with more skills and training underground than in an office or on the streets, particularly in Haarlem North Haarlem, where many of their families lived. A project being assembled by a longtime comrade and friend has compiled the statistics and the legacy of the rapid closing. The numbers reveal the reduced life expectancy, significant illiteracy, low voter participation, and weak citizen engagement. The project's mission is bringing these metrics up to the national averages over the next 25 years through a series of five-year plans. It won't be an easy job. We had a fascinating Zoom conversation with another colleague and friend based in Berlin who is part of a project with the German Labor Federation. Germany is facing the same set of issues as they move to meet climate commitments and decrease use of coal and are trying to fashion a smoother runway to the shutdown than Haarlem experienced. A tripartite agreement between labor, the government, and industry on the transition has created resources to plan and implement the transition, with job creation and necessary social safety net protections. Some of the statistics, including extremely low voter participation in the 30% range, have also been recorded in the general region, including Rhine-Westphalia, from Aachen to Cologne, so many of the issues and impacts were worryingly similar. The coal region running from Brussels through Haarlem and on towards Cologne and Dusseldorf and from there to Poland and Romania is beset by these issues, where people and communities that have depended on resource extraction are now facing convulsive transformations. Mass-based community organization would seem to be a key part of the equation in making a plan for the future, but there's little history of that kind of work in the area. I think they may be singing our song without knowing the tune and the lyrics yet. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.